Hey guys, it's your girl Kenny Blue, and as I said, I'm back to review Insecure on HBO episode 3, I believe. Is it episode 3? Let me double check. Give me one second. Episodes. Let's come on, Sephora. Episode three, as I was correct, but I just wanted to make sure. On tonight's episode. Before I get into last night's episode, I just wanted to mention, hopefully you guys are following me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Kenny Blue, the same spelling as this podcast right here, this radio on Anchor. Make sure you're subscribing to me here as well. Communicate with me. My email is also the same as my username, but at Gmail though. So it's KennyBlue at Gmail. Kenny as in KennyBlu at Gmail. I like to have conversations. As I said, one of my favorite lines from Kendrick's song is "Conversation rules a nation," which is so true. So feel free to email me. Feel free to email me, feel free to DM me, feel free to comment, feel free to tweet me, anything you're comfortable with. Let's have conversations. Also, Anchor introduced this cool new feature where we can now get support from our supporters, our listeners. I posted the link in my bio on Instagram. It's pinned to the top of my Facebook and Twitter page. I'm not sure how you can get to it on this on Anchor. I don't see like a link. Once I figure that out, I'll incorporate it in my podcast, or you know, explain how to, you know, do it. However, I think it's like a monthly donation. So if you like what I'm doing, if you like what I've been doing from even previous podcasts, if you like what I'm about, if you want to see me win, if you just want to see someone win, feel free to donate. I'd greatly appreciate it. I really would greatly appreciate it. Thank you if you do. Thank you for even listening to me at all, you know. This is something that I've been wanting to do for a long time, and honestly, at first I wasn't as consistent, you know, and now I'm gonna be more consistent and, you know, just trying to make myself better in this area. Because this is something I am passionate about. I've always loved radio. Like, I've always been a more behind the scenes type of person. So I felt like the podcast was the best way for me to start. If you like what I'm doing, as I said before, feel free to donate. The links are in all of my on all of my social medias. You can't miss it. Like I said, on Facebook and Twitter, it's pinned to the top of my page, and Instagram, it is in my bio. So feel free to donate. Thank you. Once again. So now, let's get down to Insecure episode 3. This episode, we got to see the girls. Tiff, Molly. Fuck! I can't believe. I always forget the other friend's name. The, you know, the one that was helping Issa get an apartment, you know, looking at her finances. I'm so mad that I forgot her name. However, you see her as well. In this episode, which was really dope, because last episode, as I mentioned, they only showed like Daniel and Issa and like a few new characters, you know. Molly, you know, finally starts working for her, the black firm. She's so excited because she's like, oh, you know, I've never had a bunch of all black, you know, coworkers pretty much, and that's really rare in life, honestly. So I can honestly sense how she's like, yes, this is about to be what it is. So she gets there, she's excited. You know, the staff is very welcoming and friendly. So everything looks good thus far until she starts learning, you know, how they operate their business, which is like really different from her prior firm, previous firm or whatever. Like, it, you know, they're like behind, but that's what it's like, you know, within black companies. You know, they sometimes we don't get the best of the best. And I think this is the season where Molly's gonna learn that. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, you know, see the not saying that she doesn't know already, like, but the inequalities in the, you know, the workforce for black individuals. So I think that's what they're gonna go, or that's the direction they may take with Molly and her new job change. Issa is still applying for like new positions and jobs and stuff like that. She got a job, actually got a job as becoming a building manager, building property manager, where I think the rent for like the apartment she was looking at was like $1,500 or something like that, or like something of that nature. And then by her actually accepting the job and being the building manager, her rent will actually be $750, which is marvelous, okay? Marvelous. And mind you, she's doing that. She's going to be part-timing, doing Lyft, and she still works at, what is it? We Got Hands. Well, I forgot her fucking firm shit. Not her firm, her organization, her nonprofit organization that helps schools. But she's still working there as well. So she breaks the news to Daniel. Like, she takes him out. Oh, before we even get to her taking Daniel out to eat. Daniel, now we go to Daniel. He's basically with the producer that he met. Is it Khalil? I think he was working with Khalil. Khalil was like the producer they met. They didn't meet him because they went to school with him, but you know, him and Daniel used to work on music together and, you know, produce beats and stuff like that back in the day in high school and shit. And Khalil kind of blew up and Daniel was still at a standstill. And basically, Khalil tries to help him out and, like, you know, bring him under the wing. You know, they're playing with music together, whatever, whatever. Daniel shows him, like, this beat that he's working on for, what's his name? Fuck. All right, okay. So I think I may start, you know, taking notes. As I mentioned in my Basketball Wives that I just posted as well, review, I haven't been taking notes because I feel like, you know, I can kind of remember stuff. You know, I feel like I got a good little memory, a little elephant, and you know, that's my spirit animal or whatever. However, I'm not good with names. Well, I feel like I'm good with names, but I got to, like, really, really learn them first. So I think I will start taking notes. But anyway, I think the kid name is Sirius. Not sure. Like, the rapper dude that he was trying to produce a beat for anyway. But he was, like, showing Khalil, you know, and hopefully the producer guy name is Khalil, too, as well. Sorry, I'm going to get better. This is, you know, new for me, and I only plan on getting better. Anywho, he plays his beats for Khalil, and he was like, you think Sirius would like this or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, but I think you should do this, you should do that, you should do this, you should do that. Basically kind of, like, changed his whole shit up, but both of them sounded good. Like, you know, Daniel's version was good, and so was Khalil. So it's like, you know, battle of the beats. So basically, Khalil gets serious over here. He was like, Khalil tells Daniel off rip, we're playing that, the one that he did for Sirius. So lo and behold, when Sirius is finally in the studio with him and his boys and Khalil, he was like, oh yeah, we got something for you. Daniel plays his version. You know, kind of cut old boy out, Khalil out. And then Khalil gets a little offended and, you know, a little angry and shit. Like, yo, what's up, my guy? Play that other shit we have. We got another one for you. And the funny thing is, Sirius was feeling Daniel's beat. But as soon as he put on Khalil's beat, you know, the one that he enhanced, he was like, oh, nah, that shit is hard, too. And he was trying to ask his boys for their input. But their boy, you know, his boys wasn't paying attention. So he's like, I don't know. I don't know. But and then Khalil goes, but I got other beats, so they don't even worry about it. You know, because now he's at the point where it's like, I ain't helping you, my guy. I try to put you on, help you out, and you can't even do what I asked. And that was like kind of the end of the scene. And that's when Issa takes Daniel out and like basically let him know, like, yeah, I got a job, so I'll be out of your house a little sooner, whatever. And Daniel's just aggravated by every fucking thing. And basically he finally tells Issa, you know, what the situation is. And she was like, well, maybe you should apologize. Like, why did you do that? And I kind of agree on Issa's standpoint too, because my thing is like, yes, you want to showcase your talent. However, once you, you know, pay your just dues, you can do that. Like, if he would have played the song, because I feel like Khalil is not a malicious person, in my opinion, because the way he wanted to help him and enhance his beat, because he knows what Sirius likes, because he works with him. He should have, you know, took that as, you know, like, good criticism. Like, not, you know, constructive criticism. Like, not, you know, being offended, like, oh, he's trying to take over or, you know, strip away my music. Like, at the end of the day, what you're doing has not got you where you wanted to be at this present time. Now you have an opportunity to get you where you wanted to be, to showcase what the fuck you're doing, and you blow it because of your ego. Like, that don't make no motherfucking sense. So, Issa was trying to, basically explain that to him in, you know, better terms, you know, because me, I just cursed up a fucking storm. I'm a little sailor sometimes. And basically was, like, telling him, like, you need to apologize. Like, maybe that's what you need to do. And Daniel wasn't trying to hear that. So they get into an argument. And he was like, how you giving me career advice or whatever? And you ain't even got your shit together. I'm always saving you. And Issa was like, word? That's how you feel? So they go back home because now they're sleeping in the same bed. That started last episode, though. I mean, last week's, yeah, they established that they're going to start sleeping in the same bed. You know, they platonically, though. Also, in the beginning of this episode, Issa dreams about him going down on her, eating her out and all that crazy shit. Them about to get boom crazy. Foreshadowing that that's what's going to happen at the fucking end of this episode. And pretty much that's what really happens. He starts to, you know, get crazy on her. And she's like, but instead of, like, going through with it, she's like, nah, chill, G. Like, I'm not even trying to do this. We shouldn't even go there. You feel me? She put it to an end, and, like, now basically they just go to sleep, like, you know, back to back, both up. They're not even asleep, they're both up just thinking at this point. Also, I forgot to mention the scene with the girls or whatever. Tiff is pregnant, and Tiff is being left out of group chats and shit like that. They shitting on my girl Tiff, and, you know, Tiff acting like everything's okay, but, you know, she's hormonal or whatever. And they was like, damn, we gotta deal with this for the next 12 months. Forgot to mention that little part because, you know, I love my girl Amanda Seals. So I had to throw my girl Tiffany and get a little shout out. And she looks so cute, pregnant, fake pregnant. Anywho, but yeah, so that's how the episode ended. What happens next episode? I don't think I saw the previews for next episode, next week's episode, but this episode was pretty okay. It was all right. It was cool. I'm glad they're kind of touching on a lot of subjects, like, because I feel like the subject with Molly and her new law firm is a good, great, you know, topic to discuss. I feel like fucking Daniel getting out of his own motherfucking way is a great, you know, topic to discuss. I feel like Issa, you know, stop going back to exes and shit like that is a good motherfucking way to start. Like, and this episode was good. It was good. It had a lot of hidden subliminals, and, you know, as people, we need to really evaluate what the fuck is going on in our lives for why we not where we want to be. And yeah, that's it. That's all I got to say about tonight's episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. Ooh, and I'm at 12. I'm not even at 15 yet, but let me hurry up so before I get to 15 minutes. Thank you for listening. Make sure you're following me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And please, please, please support if you like what I'm doing. Thanks again. Thank you so much. And I'll get back at you with my new, my next review. I think the next show coming on is Love & Hip Hop, Black Ink. And that's it for my week of what I watch, because now most of my shows come on Sunday. And Conversations with Kenny will probably be, you know, sometime this week as well. So thank you for listening and chat soon. Bye. Well, later. I like to say later.